My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jamel White promised at 11 o'clock. We're having some communication issues. We're working on them. So Jamel will be joining us just a couple of moments here. I'm Jeff Phelps, no Baskin today. Instead, Dan Menigan. So we're going to connect with Jamel and talk about preseason game number one that didn't go well, Dan. Your number two quarterback played just one series. It led to a score, so that was good. And then the last, and that was the first series of the game for the Browns. And then the last series of the game led to a score and nothing in between.
I take very little away from this. It didn't go well in the fact that poor Luke Whippler is done for the year, it sounds like. Yep. That's the part of it that...
Second quarter.
Because that's my whole goal with this, you know, and especially when it comes to preseason games, and is just walk out with very few injuries. Walk out with as few of injuries as possible. Ronnie Hickman left the game, it sounding like with a leg injury as well. We'll keep you up to date on all that stuff. Kevin Stefanski spoke yesterday, speak today as well. At 1:30, you'll be able to hear that on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. So in that regard, it went fine to sub-fine because guys got banged up.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's a buddy of ours, friend of our show, and of course, former Browns running back, Mr. Jamel White joins us. Hi, Jamel.
How you been, Jamel?
What's going on?
Well, we're trying to look at a preseason game and take anything out of it that we can, but we thought, I wonder what players take out of preseason games. And before we get specific on the Browns, as a player, do you look at other players' individual performances? Do you look at a win? Do you look at a loss? Do you look at anything other than health?
Depends on where you're at. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a starter that's been there, obviously you want to get out of preseason healthy. But if you're a new guy who's just now coming into the NFL, the intent is a little bit different because now you're going against people who are at a different level now. You know what I mean? If you're already an established player, you already know what the NFL is about. You know, the preseason is one speed, and then when you get to the regular season, that turns into a different speed. So I guess to answer your question, as an individual, if I'm brand new to the game, in the NFL I'm talking about, I'm trying to go out and perform my best just so I could get into the rhythm of it.
So with that in mind, Jamel, if we were to, let's say, remove the preseason, which has been rumored a whole bunch, I know you would have those guys not being able to get those kind of reps. What kind of an effect do you think it would have on the early part of the NFL season just not having those preseason games?
Oh, that would destroy, at least my opinion, it would destroy what the NFL is trying to do for the players. I don't think players kind of understand it the way that I don't think fans understand it the way that I understand it. Like, for a guy like me who came out of a Division II school at the time, yeah, I was the better kid, the better player in the Division II school, but I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to the NFL, and these teams don't know what you're going to do. They're drafting you or taking you as an undrafted free agent to see what you're capable of. they know what you did in college, but they don't know what you're going to do against people like the best people allegedly in the world in football. So if you take away the preseason stuff, a guy like me who only could get evaluated in the preseason and then as the season continued, get better, it kind of throws you to the side a little bit. So I don't think taking away preseason games is better for the players. I think ultimately, if you have an established player who the organization knows, because the organization already knows who they're going to keep and who they're not going to keep, they know what's in the back plans for, you know, trying to restructure contracts and all that stuff, they should sit those people out and let the people who's trying to get established go and play these preseason games.
Former Browns running back Jamel White with us. The running backs in preseason game number one. How about an uneventful performance, 2.7 yards per carry? Jamel, does that mean anything?
Nah, not really. I mean, you think about the nerves of the running backs, the offensive line, who they're going against. It's a different variable, you know. So that doesn't really mean a whole bunch. You can this week you can average 2.5 yards. Next week, you might average 10 yards, but they're taking this first preseason game, and they're like, all right, well, this is not a good fit with this offensive lineman. These people need to play together. So then you start kind of putting people where they need to be, and then as the preseason goes, things start to work themselves out, establish themselves a little bit different. So I wouldn't look into that.
So, Jamel, as a running back in the league, you're seeing the Browns bringing in a new offensive coordinator, new running back coach, new offensive line coach. I mean, they're almost overhauling this offense. As a running back, how much of an impact does that have on what you do?
Well, again, that depends. So if you're not familiar with the offense, obviously there's got to be a learning curve, you know. And quarterbacks get the playbook way before anybody else gets. So they have to be on top of it. So I think when you bring in a new whole offensive scheme, you got to give players the time to kind of figure it out. Now, you may be a player to where you came from an offense that's pretty similar to that one, and they just their terms are different, and you can relate them back to what you're used to, which gives you an upper hand. But I think once you're trying to learn a new offense, especially for quarterbacks, and for people who already have in their mind what they're used to, it's difficult, man. Like, it's really hard, and I don't think people understand that. When you are an NFL player, it's like going to college all over again because you're learning a big playbook, but during a game, you may only be using 6 of those plays or 10 of those plays. So it's different, man.
Jamel White joining us. Minnesota Vikings coming to town for practices. Did you do a lot of group practicing when you were in the NFL? And if so, what'd you think?
Oh, yeah. We practiced against the Bills. We practiced against Green Bay. So it was I liked the group practices, man. And the reason why I liked the group practices was because it was seeing somebody different that you didn't see during practice. You know what I mean? Like, you get to see and go against guys who are not necessarily, like, the people you're going to ride and die with. You know, those guys are like, all right, I could go out here, bang them up, and not have to worry about how that's going to affect our season. So I think it's always good to have joint practices if they're under control.
Well, the thing that always comes out with joint practices is all the fights. You know, we always hear about all the different fights that are taking place, everybody going head-to-head.
Which seems ridiculous.
Competitive juices get going. I mean, Andy's not here to get these stories out of you, so I feel like I got to ask him. You got a good one that wouldn't get you fired?
Oh, dude, let's see. I think it was my second year, and we had to go to Buffalo. And we had to practice, and I was still working through a lot of things, trying to get noticed and blah, 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 blah. And I believe Butch was the coach at that point. And the first day, it was different because we had one-on-one drills with Buffalo. That means like linebackers against running backs or whatever. And I was an in-between guy. So I played wide receiver and I played running back. Dude, the guys, when I lined up at running back, it was completely different than when I lined up at wide receiver because the DBs would talk so crazy to me to where it was like, I was like, dude, are you actually talking to me like this? Like, I felt like a little kid. This dude MF'd me. He did this. And I'm just sitting up there like, is this what wide receivers really got to go through? I was literally getting cussed out. And then I had to go play running back, and the linebackers would just, I'll run out, they'll just grab me. And they're like, you ain't doing sh- today, little. And I was like, golly. And when I would fall, or like, so when we got into the game, we had like a little scrimmage the last day. And literally, this dude fell on top of me, poked me in my eyes. I was like, dude, this gotta stop.
What is this? The this Three Stooges? Real. You're getting poked in the eye now? Dude,
it was crazy. I was like, this ain't real. But yeah, man, they go to work, but I'm different. I ain't about to fight with nobody, man. I couldn't do it. I was just like, come on, man, this ain't real. And then they get really pissed off when you don't talk back. That just makes it worse.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Did you just run up against some ordinary guys, or is this typical?
No, it happened to me, so I'm thinking it's typical.
I mean, you couldn't be a nicer guy, Jamel.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, I just kept to myself. I don't say much. And this dude, they really wanted me to talk back. And then in the game, they was like, man, don't even talk to 30. He ain't going to say nothing to you. Let's talk to the quarterback, though. So then they just left me alone. I felt like, okay, well, some of the stuff I learned growing up is, I'm not messing with the bullies. So I just went on about my business. I got a ton of stories, man. It's crazy. But like I said, some guys, they like that, and that gets them hyped up to talk crazy. To me, I'm going to show you. I'm better showing you than I am telling you. So,
the caliber of work that a team gets against another team, pretty high level?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you got to think about it. Like, so now, that's like a preseason game over the course of a couple of days. You know, so I'm going to go and I'm going to put my best against your best, or however it stacks up when you do the drills. Like, I love doing the one-on-one drills. And I used to pick out the dudes I would go with, because I would switch with a running back in the line. Like, nah, I'm going to go with this dude. Because, like, when they used to talk to me, I'd be like, all right, I'll get you back this way. So I think it's a good thing, man, because you do get to see how certain people are are going to perform if you didn't really have a good look at them before.
The always friendly Jamel White joining us. Thank you for your time, sir.
who I need to thank because I was out hiking with my friend's kid who was 3 and is turning into a parrot on us, and I tripped over a stick and was about to drop a 4-letter word that I shouldn't, and then Jamel came into my head and I went, "Oh, shucky ducky." To which then she walked around like, "Shucky ducky, shucky ducky," and I was like, "All right, good, we're okay."
Nice job.
Hey, man, that's how you got to do it. If you ain't going to cuss, you got to get as close as you can to it without actually saying it. So it's all day for me.
So I'll tell you what. Thank you, Jamel.
Sugar booger.
Right, no problem. All right, man. You guys have a good one.
Bye,
you
Jamel.
Too, take care.
Jamel White, former Browns running back, sugar booger, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did you learn anything from the first preseason game? There are a couple of things I did think. 216-474-0092 next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.